have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for today, and we would ask everyone, would you be so kind and courteous as to mute your phones, amen, particularly if you're not speaking, please mute your phones so that we will not distract the speaker, amen, and particularly when the word is going forth. But good afternoon, everyone. I was listening to the lyrics of that song, one of my very favorite, amen, minstrel appointed, amen, and it's give me a heart that is soft as a whisper. Give me a heart. Amen. Number ending in 9223. Please, please mute yourself by pressing star 6. And when it is time for you to speak, press star 6 to speak. Amen. And the lyrics are, give me a heart that you will or have made whole. Holy Spirit, you take control. A heart that is filled with compassion. A heart that is like yours, Father God. A heart to do your will. For the scripture says, it is my desire or my pleasure to do the will of him that sent me. A heart that is full of mercy. A heart that is a sacrificial heart. A heart that is able and capable to weep for others. Amen. I am asking you to give me a heart. Glory to God. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. Again, please mute your phones. Mute your phones. Amen. We can still hear you. And when it is time for you to speak, just unmute your phone. Glory to God. Because we are now broadcasting live. So I am praying, Holy Spirit, amen, now that you are in control of everything that is done. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus. Indeed, we were created to Shabbat you on today. It is your pleasure that we give you praise. In all things, we should give thanks. But I might just say, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were created by the Father, for the Father, for his good work. Amen. And did you know that, people of God, the scripture says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. Because he created all things, people, and by his will, not ours, but by his will, they exist and were created. So, yes, we should desire to have a heart that is like his. Amen. Glory to God. We were created to worship. We were created to be what? Epistles read of men, to live and move and have our being in him. And so I bless him on today, this Shabbat Saturday. I bless his holy name. I Shabbat him. Amen. He is Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Adonai. Amen. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, my God, today. So we bless him and we lift him up. Glory to God, because he is worthy of the praise. And so we Shabbat him in Jesus' name. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, also known as P, not A, but PD Westbrook. Amen. Glory to God. And I just love the woman of God, our guest on today. Amen. This is Apostle Dawn. And that's what we do, people of God. We welcome you, amen, for stopping by and listening in. Listen, get your ears glued to your phones, amen, those who have called in, those who are listening by internet, amen, because the Spirit of God is here, and we're going to give him all the glory. We're going to praise him for his kingdom grace and his mercy towards us. And we praise God for just another opportunity that he has allowed for us to be here on Elation Radio. Amen. Glory to God. His kingdom grace and his mercy. What could we do without that? We couldn't exist without that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, people of God, I am so grateful for this opportunity. I am so grateful for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the visionary of this station. Amen. And what the Lord has placed in her heart. And she has not taken her hands off of the plow, glory to God, and she has not looked back. So we are all grateful and thankful, and thanksgiving is in order for today, because if you are moving, if you are breathing, hey, if you can see, smell, hear, taste, you have mobility, it is a day to rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, hallelujah, right now. We thank you for your presence. Father God, we want to say thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to be in your presence before your people. Father God, we shall Shabbat your name. And we ask the Holy Ghost now, my God, today, our boss, our CEO, that you will have your way on this platform today. Father God, we come to receive fresh manna, an inspiration, a impartation, a deposit. We come to go to the next dimension in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So whatever is said, Father God, you will speak through your daughter's lips, your chosen vessels for this hour. And we ask you to bless your people right now, Father God, in their hearing. Arrest their spirit, man, and let their ears be attentive. Yes, Holy Spirit, let their ears be attentive to that which is going to be released. Amen. And let them have the ability to receive this great deposit of this testimony on today, and the nuggets and the wisdom that will come forth, and the revelation, Lord God, that will be poured, hallelujah, from your vessel, evangelist Jay Cox. My God, today, Father God, fill us up, hallelujah, that we will be fed a great meal on today. And we thank you for your presence right now, Father. You will receive all of the glory. We give you the honor, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you in advance for the souls and lives that will be changed and hearts that will be touched, and that you will give us a heart that mimics you, Lord God. A heart, hallelujah, that desires you the more, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, again, for what you're going to do. And we are honored, Lord God, just to be in your presence on today. Thank you for Evangelist Cox of Maintaining Anointing Deliverance Ministries and her heart and her passion for the things of God and for the anointing that is on her life in Jesus' name. She indeed is your servant in this hour, Lord God, your vessel that you will use mightily. She will inspire us to move in the realm of your glory. And we thank you for her obedience, oh God, for answering the call. Woman of God, are you with us on today? Evangelist Cox, amen. If you would star six your phone, you will be unmuted. Glory to God. Just press star six or unmute your phone, Evangelist Cox, amen. And we will be able to hear you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Glory to God. Welcome. Welcome. Saturday with Apostle Dawn and our listening audience of the Elation Radio family, woman of God. We bless the Lord for your obedience. Hallelujah. To come forth and release what the Lord has placed in your heart for the people of God. So now, Evangelist Cox, please increase your audio, your volume, amen, so we can hear you clearly. Glory to God. And please go forth and share with our Elation Radio family and the listening audience what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart this day in Jesus' name. You are released to go forth. Amen.
Good afternoon. I just want to take the time out to thank Pastor A.D. Westbrook and the lady that's over the radio station, and all of my family and church family and friends that may be listening in from taking out a busy schedule today. I just thank God for this opportunity to share my life before I begin to follow Christ. That is what my topic is. I was born as Johannisa Delania Griffith in Atmore, Alabama, to Willie James and Betty Griffith on October 8, 1958. My father was a music teacher and a principal and a vocalist of a middle school. My mother, a dressmaker and homemaker, and everything, as I remember, was good. They was Christians. We went to church often, and the parents were very strict. We had family values and rules of the things we were allowed to do and things we were not allowed to do. But later, I remember my father and mother getting a divorce that caused me and my four siblings to have to visit our mother and stepfather in Gainesville, Florida for the summer break, and back to Atmore, Alabama for school with my father and stepmother. Their divorce caused me to be in a state of confusion, depressed, because we were young girls not understanding what was going on with our parents. I became disobedient, refusing to obey rules and regulations, and rebellion, angry with my mother and my father for not staying together. We had a lot of family secrets in our family. My father would always tell us what goes on in this house, stay in this house. So, you know, that was what we also taught our children as we got older. But as time went on, I joined the marching band, and I played the flute and piccolo in the marching band. I got to travel with the band. But when summer came, I went back to Florida to visit my mother and my stepfather, where during that time I got raped, and nothing was done about it. I was so hurt and confused, and when I went back to Atmore to my father's to finish school, there where I got raped another time at the band rehearsal. And my father took me out of the band, the thing that I had the very passion for, the thing I was gifted to do. And my stepmother, they didn't do anything about the issue. I started stealing my father's cigarettes and alcohol and to use at school so that I can fit in with the other people. After the rapes, I felt dirty, unloved, worthless, pain and anger, thinking now that I'm not good enough to be in a real committed relationship. But after I graduated in 1976, still hurt, hadn't been dealt with any of the issues, went off way to college in Tyler, Texas, to Texas College on a music scholarship. Got to college, and I pledged Omega Pearl Sweetheart Club, and then that fall I pledged Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And then I wound up having some more life events. I got pregnant at 19. My stepfather got killed. And then I went back home for the summer, you know, to bury my stepfather, and I lost my baby. The baby was born early. These events devastated me. I didn't know how to process these life-altering events. No counseling or therapy, just left to defend on my own. And I left Texas College to attend University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida, because I wanted to be close to my mother after she lost her husband. While in college, well, I had met a guy in relationship with a person that did cocaine, recreational use, and other drugs of choice like pills, paper acid, and alcohol. But no one tells you after continuous use of the drugs that you can become addicted. And then, you know, the devil kept saying, oh, you can stop when you get ready. You know, I'm thinking I could pick this thing up and put it back down, but that was a lie from the pits of hell. But nobody wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to be an addict today. I'm going to become an addict today. It's over the course of years. It's over the course of your lifespan. If you continue with this thing and you do it without moderation, you know, then you become addicted. But it didn't stop there. Now I get pregnant and start having my other children and stop going to school altogether. My drug habit progresses now, and I'm introduced to crack cocaine, which became my drug of choice. I became a closet baser. That means where you stay home and you use, but somebody else go and purchase the drugs for you. And I even allowed people to come in my home and do drugs while my children there. My drug habit progressed to the point that I was going to other people's houses as well to do drugs, leaving my children with friends or neighbors that you think you can trust. I began to leave my children home alone one or two days, sometime at a time, and someone called authorities on me and called that my children was outside playing and they seemed to be home alone. And my children was removed from the house twice and put in foster care. And then my mother got them for me to go in rehab twice. My mother came to me and she said, you look like you're fit to be put in a casket. And I'm thinking I'm looking good, I'm fine, because that's what the men telling you. That's what people keep telling you to keep you bound, to keep you out there with those drugs, to keep you helping support their habit. To help me overcome this addiction, I went into rehab. I fulfilled the program, was clean, and was back in my right mind. Got my children back in my life, doing NA programs and AA 12-step programs with a sponsor. And for a period of time, the program tells you to not to get in a relationship until you have been clean for like a year. And most times I hear people that even since I've been saved, they say, what you practice for a year, that's what you'll continue to do. If you get in your Bible, you start studying, you start, you know, praying, building a relationship with God, you'll continue to do this type of these things in your life, and this will become a way of life, it'll become a habit. But I violated and disobeyed that rule because I thought I was strong enough. Thought I was fine and wanted to go back around to people, places, and things and say, look at me now. I'm not on drugs, but I look good. But that devil lied again to me and showed me that I wasn't strong enough. Until I got in another relationship where I got beaten, dragged, belittled, cursed out in front of my sons. Now they're older and they see all this happening to their mother. And now I'm broken, embarrassed, hurt, shame, and I turn back to drugs, turn back to crack cocaine. And with now several more times stronger demons than before, because once the house is clean and you go back to the place of the vomit where God delivered you from, the enemy go out, but he go wander because, you know, he's homeless, and he go and get seven. More times, several more demons stronger than those that was in you before. Now you worse off than you were before. Not able to pass my drug test in the program to keep my children. They gave me chance after chance. Still, I lied about, you know, my youth and to them and came up dirty. Now my children are acting out. My oldest son put out of all schools in Lashaway County for behavior problems. Breaking in people's houses, within a gang, got in a gang. Now he's have a rebellion spirit. The younger son, born premature, has eye problems. Now, you know, I had two daughters as well. I raised one of the oldest daughter was raised by her grandmother, her father's mother, and still I'm on drugs, trying to function by working and raising my children on my own. My young son required many doctor appointments because of eye problems, not able to keep a job because the older son acting out in school. So the school got him tested. They agreed that he has mental health issues at 9 years old. Every life event from there on, I continue to use drugs as a way to escape all the problems, the emotional abuse, the emotional pain and difficulties and the pressures of life. I was experiencing, and a length of time, I finally lost my children from my custody. I lost my oldest son to prison for 20 years. Just got one charge, and they wanted to make an example out of him, they said. And my second son had ran away to his father. My daughter was with her father. And my other daughter, grandma, was still raising her, which I didn't see that she got like 13 years old. But my baby, which I had while I was out there using drugs, I hadn't had a child in 8 years and wound up coming up pregnant with a child, another baby, which I didn't want any more kids because I know that I was on drugs. And I didn't feel like it was fair to the child. But I still tried to keep the baby and tried to do drugs and take care of my child. But that didn't work. I lost that baby to family children's services. And I lost my job. I lost my home. I lost my finances. I lost my mind. and I continue to use crack cocaine more and more. I lived to get high. I lived in drug houses. I was a liar, a thief, a manipulator, a prostitute, a beggar, homeless, slept in abandoned houses, held hostage against my will in motels. But somebody was praying for me. My mother, other family members, church family, praying for me. Remember getting arrested in Birmingham, Alabama, with these two guys while attempting to steal out of the store. I was charged with 5 felons that carried 7 to 15 years. But after being in that jail some months later, I realized, I came to myself, I said, I don't want to go to prison. And I wasn't getting out no time soon. I couldn't even reach my mom no more when I tried to call. My father and my stepmom would come to visit me because I got in trouble 22 miles from my hometown. And I couldn't even leave and go home with my own daddy when I'm crying and screaming and hollering, I want to go home. And he said this to me, God told me to let you stay in this jail because he has some work to do in you. And if I get you out, you will be killed out there. You will die out there this time. And I couldn't understand that. You know, all I know is my daddy had the money. He could get me out. And I wanted to go home. I didn't realize how crucial and how, you know, how this sentencing time they were talking about giving me, how this wasn't so important. So I prayed and I asked God to forgive me of all my sins, all the wrong I had done, and all the people I had hurt. And I didn't want to live at that point because the devil had my mind. I was shackled in my mind. I was shackled within my heart. My heart has became hard after the raping and I'm saying no and you still do against my will, then my heart became hardened. So I started doing stuff like that just so I can get back, you know, at other people. My will, I'm just doing it and everything all out of, you know, out of order, not doing any kind of the values or the lessons that I've been taught in my household. I was powerless over this stronghold in my life because I was bound by demonic spirits. And now that I know the word of God, it's not only was I bound by demonic spirits, but it was called legions because there were many. And I thought that I can quit whenever I got ready. That's what the devil told me. I went over the boundaries that were set in my life and did things that I said I would never do for money, for drugs. I disgraced myself and my family. I realized later on in rehab that I not only hurt me, but I hurt every person that was connected to me. I used to say, oh, I ain't hurt none of y'all, so why y'all worrying about me doing drugs? You know, it got so bad that my family didn't want me around. When you go around, you know, you try to go when you're not on drugs. But they knew because I couldn't hide. They knew I wasn't a sister. My mama knew I wasn't a daughter. They knew that I wasn't the person that I was supposed to be. And when time for family reunions, I would disappear. I wouldn't even show up. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, I was a mess. I needed help that only God could do and was able to do. So that when I became humble and confessed that Jesus is Lord, huh, and believed in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost, at that moment I became saved. At that moment I became filled with the Holy Ghost. I was in jail, y'all. But people was trying to say, oh, when you get saved in jail, oh, this is temporarily. But that wasn't so with me. I started finding myself up for coming to the church services that the ladies would come in and do jail ministry with us. And you know, and I start, you know, being my name be the first one on the list because I wanted change. I wanted to do different in my life, what I wasn't able to do on my own. The Holy Spirit did a work in me that took the taste and the desire away from me of all the drugs, all the cigarettes, because I was on cigarettes as well, and alcohol away. He cut that desire to the root cause. He healed my body. He put his love in my heart. He began a new work in me that showed on the outside. He told me how much he loved me and that he would be with me to the ends of the earth. He would not ever leave me or forsake me. And when you are bound and shackled, you don't know your worth. You will believe what man say and what man wrap you up with the words that they spoke over me, that I never see my children no more. I'd never be free from these drugs. I'd never be nobody. I'd never have nothing. But that devil was a liar. But I was lost. But now I'm found. I was blind. But now I see. I no longer see myself as worthless. But now I'm a child of the Most High God. I attended Bible study in jail. Did Bible study with a lady chaplain. When my lawyer finally came to see me, he said, I was going home. But I had to do 2 more months. I had been in jail for 10 months already. But I was saved. I was delivered. I was healed, restored, refreshed. My mind was renewed and transformed by the watching of the word of God. I was in that word daily, all day, because you had nothing else to do. You can have your will back to choice now. You can either get involved with the little cliques and the groups that was in there that know they wasn't getting out no time soon, or those you had some in there that come and go within 2 or 3 days of getting out back and forth. But now I was in there able to witness the people that was coming in there. Daily to get in the study, in the word, and study that word. And fast, and I fast more than anything in any time in my life when I was in jail. Because I didn't want to go to prison. I had a vision of me going home before I was told I was going home. Once I released from jail, I went home on 3 felonies. Now, oh, no man, nothing but love. God said everything that was against me, he said, not guilty. Case closed. Because if I'd have got 1 more day, then that year I would have went to prison. God already had a job waiting for me. I joined Word of Faith Worship Cathedral with Bishop Dale C. Brown in 2004 until 6 years ago, and now with Maintain Anointing Deliverance Ministry with Prophet Ken Jackson, where I'm under his leadership. And I wasn't fit to be a wife back in the day. Every time I got in a relationship, I thought, oh, this is supposed to be my husband. But that wasn't true, because I didn't have no value. And had no integrity about myself to become nobody's wife. I wasn't honest with nobody, and it was all about me. That's what the drugs do for you. It's all about you. I got married to my husband, Alfred Cox Jr., in 2010. I've been married for 11 years and haven't had no relapse. When God took the taste in his own way, I have no desire to be out there with them people, places, and things. God ain't told me to go up in the crack house and witness to nobody. But I can see them outside the crack house and witness to them. But he ain't told me, because he said, lest you get weak and fall into that same temptation. See, we think we're so strong that we can go back and do and be around those people. Them people weren't my friends. They made me think they were my friend. Long as I had some money coming in, long as I was buying some dope, I could be their friend. But every time the money run out, they put you out. Out there defending on your own. God told me it was time to go back to school in 2009. I was on my lunch break when they read my daily bread and in my car, and I heard the Holy Ghost speak and say, just as plain as I'm talking, it's time to go back to school. So I didn't know how I was going to accomplish that, but I knew I was working daytime. And just as I was sitting in my car, it was a commercial came on the radio about adults going to school at night, and doing work, and they work during the day. So I called into that number, and I got accepted in the second cohort. I got accepted into the college of Atlanta Christian College over in East Point, Georgia. And at first they weren't going to let me in because I couldn't get my transcript from University of Florida, because they was telling me that you owe still some money, for not dropping the classes on time. But God worked all that out. The lady said, but I explained, I said, I'm trying to get back in school to finish my education. And she said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. She said, I'll send you a temporary one, and then when you pay the $400 that you owe, then we'll give you, we'll send you the permanent one, because I don't want to hold you from not getting back in school. That was God, because ain't nobody going to do nothing like that for you, and you owe money. And so I was so grateful, because when I got a refund, I was able to send them that $400, and God did that for me. I've been licensed and ordained by late Apostle Janet Springer, that was met, that used to go to Word of Faith when I was there. But then I have done jail ministry, prison ministry, and completed a emergency service chaplain program. Well, I got certificates from online, but, you know, wasn't able to do that now because of the surgery, you know, the back surgeries and stuff. My son was released from prison. See, that's another thing God did. He didn't allow him to come out until I got ready. I have a great relationship with my son, my other son and daughters. My children love me unconditionally. But I got hurt on my job in 2014, which required two back surgeries, one neck surgery, six levels cut from the back of my head from C3 down to T1 for spinal cord issues, which was threatening my mobility. And 1 year ago, a spinal cord stimulator implant that's supposed to help with the pain. But to God be the glory, healing is taking place. If it hadn't been for the man of God when I had that second back surgery, of me telling me, you know, you ought to try to make it into church, come on so you can get on, pray for us and get under this anointing. You know, I probably would have tried to stay home until I got better, but that helped heal me. That helped bring healing. Because I was under that anointing, and I didn't want to be healed. And I believe God for total healing, the total manifestation that's going to just take place on its own time, and I'm walking in it right now, wholeness in every area of my life. I'm so grateful for God canceling $50,000 school loan debt about 3 years ago. God allowed me to be awarded disability when it took 3 years to get. To God be the glory. He kept me for such a time and season as this for this generation. And I'm a witness and a strong witness and a strong encourager to many. And I'm an intercessor for many. I thank God for cleaning up my life and keeping me with my mind. He kept my mind and allowed me to live to tell the story. Somebody didn't make it to tell the story today. It's people that was out there with me that didn't make it in to tell the story, because people didn't make it, you know. And so now you got us that did make it, and now I'm bold in Christ. And I have no shame about what I've been through, because I know that all that I've been through wasn't wasted. I love more in my heart today. I forgive more in my heart today. I'm trying to ask God to help me to see people as he sees people and stop judging people, you know, because God will put the same people in your path that are doing some of the same stuff what you did in your time out there. And then we want to toot our nose up at them because now I'm delivered. But the same God that delivered me, he'll deliver them. But they got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of all that they done been through, so that they'll know that God loves them, love them with an everlasting love. And nothing can ever separate us from that love. It's just the sin that separates us from the relationship. I'm still a work in progress, but the anointing on my life is not for me, but it's for others who need to know that God, the same today, yesterday, forevermore. And he's still in the healing business. He's still in the deliverance business. He's still in the restoring business. He's still in the providing business. He's still in the protection business. He's still God. And he can and will do the same for others as he's done for me. God has opened many doors of opportunity for me to tell of his goodness. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him. We're talking about the devil. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. I have more boldness now. I have boldness in my life. Jesus has forgiven me of all the things I did wrong, that given me a fresh start. And I'm not what I did. I know how much God loves me. And I'm convinced that nothing, no thing, no power, nothing present, nothing to come, nothing can separate me from his love, people of God. I do not look like what I've been through. I'm telling you, people of God, God will renew your youth. And God don't waste nothing. He don't waste no experiences that you go through in life. Yes, it may be hard to handle. Yes, it's hard to deal with. Yes, it's hard to lift your head and walk in places and knowing people whispering and talking about you. Yes, it's hard to do that. Yes, some of your children may not even want to hear what you've been through. They think, oh, mama, why are you talking about that? But I know what God did for me. And they got to know that he'll do something for them as well. He don't waste nothing. He's going to get the glory. And I stand on this scripture here, Psalms 103. And in verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. Not some, but he forgives all of your wrongdoing, all of your mess, all of your lying, all of your conniving, all of your cheating, all of your stealing, all of your land with other people's husbands. He forgives everything. Ain't nothing too hard for God, who heals all your diseases. He kept me from getting AIDS out there. He kept me from getting hepatitis. He kept me from losing my life out there. He covered me like a shield, I'm telling you. Who redeemed your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. My God, my God. And when I look at that benefit, and it says he crowned me with loving kindness. I mean, he don't punish us as much as we should be punished. You know, he continued to keep giving us the second chance, another chance, you know, because he knows what it's going to take to draw each one of us to him. He knows what situation he's going to have to lie. He knows how long. He knows I would have received him just then in that jail. But sometimes we have to go to prison to be able to receive him. We got to go and redeem all of ourselves and realize that you were bought with a price. You know, and I just thank God that he said also that who satisfy your mouth with good things. He put good things in my mouth so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. That God that I'm talking about, it's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he want to do the same for some on this line today because he will wait on you. He will wait on you. God will wait. He'll keep blessing you, and he'll keep waiting on you. But you got to realize that devil waiting on you too. If he can't get to you, if he can't get you, he'll wait on your seed and your seed seed. He'll have your children doing some of the very things that God delivered you from. And you'll be like, well, why in the world would y'all want to be doing drugs? You see what I went through, you know. But the thing about it, everybody got a will. It ain't my fault because you choose to do it. It's because of the mindset and because of the people that you cause choose to run with. You start trying to do what they doing so you can stay in that little club or that little clique and doing what they doing. But little do they know, God got a plan for their life. And everything connected to me is blessed because I'm blessed and highly favored. And I just thank God today that I live to tell the story. You know, there's much more that I can tell, but I won't today go into all of that. I just want to thank Apostle A.D. Westbrook for giving me this opportunity to talk about what God did for me. Set my mind at ease. He put his spirit in me. He cleaned me up. You know, everything that I done and if I ask for forgiveness, he throwed it into the sea of forgiveness. He don't even want you to keep on, you know, rattling about it unless you witnessing it to somebody, unless you telling somebody about the goodness of God. Because you got so many people in this generation right now that I can witness to. But I have to ask God to give me the strategy. Lord, give me the instruction on how to witness. Because you've got to learn how to befriend people. before you could just start talking about the God to them. You know, and a lot of times we don't understand that. We can't bash people with the word. We can't beat them down with the word. We just got to let the word do what it do. Because I'm telling you, the word can do something for you today. The word can cause you to rise up to that next level if you be obedient. He said, if I'm obedient, I eat the good of the land. So I'm thanking God that he's been good to me. You know, he don't always move and come when we want him to. But he comes when he knows you're ready to receive what he has for you. Because if he give it to you too early, we'll be like the prodigal son and go and spend out all our suffering. Not just money, but out of our own self, our integrity. And have no kind of morals about yourself. Get down lowly and be like an animal out there. You know, but I thank God for this opportunity that somebody may, I pray that somebody may be blessed. Somebody has something today that they can know that they got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, because God knows when you're ready. Because it won't take nothing for the Holy Ghost to come in and overtake you, because the prayers of the righteous are already lingering and they don't go nowhere. Even when a person died, they've been praying for their child or grandchild to be saved. God knows that we got a will, so he's not going to put his stuff on me. He's going to let me get tired. And when I get tired, and I come to him and say, Father, I can't do this. I need you to help me. Oh, my God, he's going to come in and take over and come in and talk with you. But I just thank God today how good he's been to me. And I thank him for not allowing me to die out there or lose my mind. Because there are people that may be living that they don't trust, and they still don't have their right mind. They still not in their mind. They got either caught up with some wrong drugs, because, you know, they put so much in this stuff today. They're feeling all this number one thing that they can put a little pinch in there and can cause you to OD or have a heart attack and die. But back then, they were cooking, they were putting orange gel, baby cornmeal, rat poison. See, all this kind of stuff, meth, cutting cocaine with meth, all this stuff that I could have got hold to. But even though I was out there, but I still had some praying family members. And God was shielding me. He was covering me, you know. So I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to talk about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me. And I give it back over to Apostle Westbrook. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God, what a testimony. Amen. Amen. What a testimony. Thank you so much, Evangelist Johannisi Cox. Amen. Woman of God, I never had the opportunity to hear your testimony before. I think this is my first time. But when I hear it and I think about, and people of God, listen real good. Amen. She didn't sugarcoat it. Glory to God. The woman of God admitted that someone was praying for me. Glory to God. When you're charged with felonies, amen. Glory to God. Your heart has been hardened, my God, today. She even said and confessed and decreed, I was lost, but now I am found, delivered from all of her infirmities. Amen. Her mind was renewed. Amen. By the washing of the word of God, she began to study the word of God and develop an intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because God said that she was not guilty. And on top of that, the Lord had a job waiting for her when she was released. And from that time to now, she has not had any relapse. Do you hear what she said? Amen. Her mind has been restored. Grace, kingdom grace, the favor of God was returned to her that she could go and complete her studies. Amen. And then she was licensed and ordained as a chaplain. The Lord released her son from prison. Come on, tell me that there is no God. Scripture itself supports her and says he restored not only her, but her health. Amen. And he restored her from her wounds, the wounds of rejection, the wounds of the rape, my God, today. And he healed her because she called unto him. Hallelujah. My God, today. He restored the joy of her salvation. Oh, my God, today. And instead of her shame, he gave her a double portion. Instead of her dishonor, hallelujah, she rejoices now, glory to God. Woman of God, I'm just outdone. Amen. Because now I understand the passion behind your purpose. Amen. I always heard it in your spirit when you was released to speak on the prayer line. Amen. In the Bible study. Amen. Glory to God on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But now I understand the why of it. Glory to God. And ain't no devil in hell can steal that from you. The Lord has restored you. Hallelujah. He has not only restored you, but he's restored your son. Hallelujah. And your household. Glory to God. I hear the scripture, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who has called you, Evangelist Cox, to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore you, will himself confirm you, will himself, he has strengthened you, will himself, he has established you. My God today, you have released a word today, and I'm sure that there are some that are on the line. I'm moving in a whole different vein right now. We can take two or three. Amen. If you're comfortable with that, woman of God, people of God that are here that want to give acknowledgments, amen, that want to just encourage you, my God, today, or may want to receive encouragement as the Spirit of the Lord leads you. And I would ask the producer, the priest, the hallelujah, so-called, yes, Holy Ghost, release.
Hallelujah.
Unmute. The callers,
Lord,
and those that would like to speak now, amen. We open the platform to you, amen. But please remember, if you're not speaking, mute your phone. So those, anyone who would like to come up to the platform and speak and give a word of acknowledgement, encouragement, or even ask the woman of God for prayer, you are free to do so now. Amen. We can hear you, but you're open the mic, a producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, so that people can speak. Amen.
Yes, this is Evangelist LaVon. I'd just like to let Evangelist Cox know that I really, really enjoyed that. Amen. That beautiful testimony about drugs and everything. I wasn't on drugs like that, nothing like that, but I had my share of things. And I want to let her know that she really, really blessed me and really, really encouraged me. And I just praise God, you know, for her testimony. Because a lot of people needed to know that. They needed to know that there is a way out. Amen. Praise God. And I want to encourage her to keep going on. And God bless you, Mother Cox. Love you so much. Amen.
Thank you, darling. Love you, too.
Would there be anyone else? Praise God.
Mama Cox, this is Courtney. I called in to listen. I just caught the last bit or so, but I love you. I'm so blessed to have the relationship I have with you, our prayer times, and you are so blessed. I look up to you. I'm just honored. I'm just honored that I can even call you Mama, and I love you. God has your testimony, everything you've been through. You know you keep me going. I have you. I've been times where I have lost my way, my mind, my way of thinking, where I'm going, how I'm going to do this, and I could just call you for prayer. And you always you have kept me alive and brought me back to life again and again by the blood of Jesus, and I'm so honored. I thank you, and I love you so much.
I love you too, Courtney.
Glory to God. Is there anyone else? Amen. The platform is open. Amen. You are free to give acknowledgement or bless the woman of God or even to ask for prayer in Jesus' name. Go forth.
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Mother Jessie Walker. I have heard you, Nessa. I know you as Evangelist Cox, but you know I call you Nessa. I just picked up the phone. They told me to call, and I have been blessed. You know I know of you, but I don't know everything about you. That's why God gave you to me years ago. I thank you. God bless you. It was wonderful what you did. Now I'm waiting to tell my testimony. You did a good job. God bless you, baby.
Thank you, Mother.
Amen, amen, amen. We'll take another. Glory to God. We'll take another. Well, woman of God, I want you to know, amen, glory to God, that I have been thoroughly, thoroughly blessed. I know that, hallelujah, truly the scripture has come alive in you. Your life is a living epistle read of men. Amen. My God, he knows the plans that he had for you, even when you were behind bars. Amen.
Yes.
Declares the Lord, the plans for your, with your welfare, not for evil, but to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
My God. Is there anyone else who would like to give comments? Amen. We'll take one more. Amen. I thought I heard someone talking, but nonetheless, glory to God. Woman of God, thank you. Thank you ever so much. Now, Dr. Kim, if you would go ahead and mute the phones. Amen. Glory to God. I'd like to go on with the program. We thank the Lord for those who came forth and gave acknowledgments and words of encouragement to the woman of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you may have mourned. You may have been in travail. You may have been crying out to God for when you were raped. Oh, my God, today when you were incarcerated, when your children were taken from you, my God, today. But look what the Lord has done. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. But he has more than comforted you, woman of God. He has restored you. He has lifted you up. He has honored you. Hallelujah. He has placed a garment upon you that you are his daughter and his vessel of honor. And I am so honored. Oh, my God. I am so honored to have you on this platform with me today, woman of God. You have touched my very core. And people always ask me, why are you so serious? Why do you take this so passionately? And I can hear your passion, too. Because we know that if it were not for God on our side,
we would be
a wretch undone. We would be ugly and nasty and detestable. Yes. Amen. But for the goodness of God, but for his kingdom grace towards us, but for his ability to restore us and renew our mind. Oh, my God, today, I thank you so much, Evangelist Cox, for being here today. And we at Elation Radio family, amen, we applaud you, woman of God. We thank you for allowing the Lord to use you so mightily on today in Jesus' name. And people of God, do not doubt what God has released today. I'm telling you, do not doubt what he has done in this hour. I believe because we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, we are at our place of victory, and we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And Father God, I just want to thank you for demonstrating and manifesting your mighty, mighty hand moving in this hour. I feel the presence of God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, for all that has been said. And we want to say, people of God that are listening, thank you for joining us today. We do not take it lightly. I never take it lightly. We are on assignment. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord certainly has moved in our midst on today. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking to you today. After hearing this testimony, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, is anything too hard for him?
Mm-mm.
He can take something that is wretched and make you a queen,
Lord,
and make you a king, hallelujah, and restore you and strengthen you with his might by his Spirit, amen, and to make you
anew another, to make you a new thing, hallelujah, to transform
yes,
you,
God.
That you don't even look like the shadow of what you came from, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
as the scripture says, amen,
yes,
you don't
Lord.
Even smell like smoke, hallelujah, even
yes,
though you've
Lord.
Been through the fire, in Jesus' name. But people of God, if there's anyone on the call today that does not know this God that we're talking about, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, amen, who is able to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Woman of God, Evangelist Cox, would you pray the sinner's prayer for those who do not know Jesus?
Yes. Father, we just come to you this afternoon, Lord God, confessing that we are a sinner. And Father, realizing that we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Father, you say in your word that if we confess Jesus with our mouth, and if we believe in our heart that you raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost, we shall be saved. And Lord, you even say in Luke 11:13, Father God, that if ye then even know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that ask? And Father, we're asking you to fall afresh with your Holy Spirit today. And Father, asking you, Lord God, to deliver those that need to be delivered, oh God. Heal those that need to be healed, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Restore
yes.
those that need to be restored, oh God. Provide for those that need to be provided for, God. And protect those that need to be protected, God. Oh God, call us to come out of our comfort zone, oh Lord. Call us to come out of every fear, oh God. We bind every sin, Lord God, every devil mind, Lord God. Oh, God, tossing to and fro, God, wrestling with this thing today, Lord God. Knowing that they're in need of a Savior, Lord God. That we be fully in you, Father God. Not missing or lacking anything, God. And Father, we thank you for doing it right now, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that, Lord, if there be any that have any addictions or habits, that, Lord, to the place of sick and tired, God, that, Lord God, that you'll come in and do a new thing in them, God. Take the taste and the desire away, God. Oh, God, cause them, Lord God, not to continue in the way of the people, the places, and the things, oh, God. Oh, God, give them a new desire, oh, God, a desire to know you more, God, to love you more, God. Oh, God, to love your people, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to forgive themselves, oh, God. And move from face to face and from glory to glory, Father God. And, Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
And amen, amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again, Evangelist Cox, for stopping by Shabbat Saturday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank
yes,
you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio, iHeart, Amen, Stricker Radio, and YouTube, these platforms that allow us to promote the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
The Lord will continue to bless you indeed and continue to enlarge your
Hallelujah.
Borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, Apostle Dawn, also known as PD. Amen. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Cox. All of you, please
yes, ma'am.
Join us and come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday, amen, at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, amen, for your heart. My God, today I love you, amen, hallelujah. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Hello.
Come on, somebody, if you know you've been redeemed and the Son has set you free, you are open up your mouth and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's in his name. Because you deserve it. thank God for freedom. One more day to worship you. All I want is to see your face. Redemption is my song to sing.
Redemption is my song to sing.